Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Brutal out here.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I know y'all seeing all these emails about the playground and the bar. Let me tell you right now, if y'all think they can do a better job, please come and sit in this seat, because we're doing everything we can.
Oh, no. Oh, Ray Eddington, District 4 County Commissioner in Santa Rosa County. That means he represents the whole county because it's at-large commissioners, at-large districts, but you have to live in the district. District 4 is Navarre, and apparently there's, repairs. I do not know the backdrop to this story, but I guess somebody's been upset about the Navarre playground, and she's been sending emails and raising a ruckus on social media, I'm inferring. And Ray Eddington doesn't like it. And young lady, if you think you can do better, why don't you come do my job?
We can't get the parts. We finally got all the parts in. Now, our park people are busting their butts to get this done. Yeah, I thought we'd have it done before summer, but we didn't.
Which is true across the board. We still have post-COVID era supply disruptions for everything any government tries to do, whether it's the mast arms on the traffic signals or, you know, God, handrails on pedestrian crosswalk. I mean, like everything. Like the dumbest little thing is the thing that, you know, holds it up. And everything's super expensive. Right. You know, what used to be a $500,000 fire engine is now a $1.5 million. I mean, it's just crazy. It's all crazy.
Y'all can give me all the heat you want. And this lady that's doing all this talking, if she thinks she can do a better job, I wish she'd come here today and sit in my seat and do this job. It's not as easy as people think it is.
Yeah, sir. It's not a great look. I understand this attitude. Everybody understands this attitude. But it's a question of thinking it in your own mind and sharing the whinging with your friends and getting up in front of God and everybody. I mean, they do pray at the beginning. On a video and just railing at this lady. You think you can do, but you know, here, you take the wheel. You think you can drive? You do it. You drive.
But I'm tired of people saying, we don't do this. We don't do that. We are doing the best we can do with what we got. But like I said, I will step aside and let that lady sit in this chair and let's see what she can do. And that's it. I'm sick of it.
No.
Can we take him up on his offer and like
somebody go help
either
Ray?
You? Yeah.
Somebody.
Me or you.
I loved Kerry Smith's follow to that. Okay. So,
what do you say to this?
What do you say? Now, fair is fair. Listen, I think Ray really does try. I think Ray's a good guy. He's got his hearts in the right place. I don't think he always accurately discerns the correct cause and or solution to a problem. That's as diplomatic a way as I can say it, okay? But I think he's always trying. I think he always cares. And I know him. I'm trying to remember. Was he on the paddle trip on the river? I think he was. I think yes. But if I'm wrong, I apologize. Anyway, it was because there was three of them. He was one of them. Okay. He and his wife. And she's sweet, too. The super sweetheart people. But again, that's the difference between, you know, somebody can be a great person and then in county commission, how do they do? But the follow-up to that was that later on in the meeting, remember the whole issue with the advertising folks? And this had become a flashpoint in Santa Rosa County because they have TDT money, which is bed tax money by statute, by law in the state, I think it's 40%. I could be wrong, but I believe it's 40% of that has to go for advertising and promotion. So if you collect, say, $2.5 million a year, you're going to have to spend $1 million on advertising. So they spend $1 million on advertising, which they have to do by statute, at least some way or another. They have to fulfill that. So there was this big conversation about how big should the advertising contract with Paradise Advertising be? What should the shape of that contract be? Are they, you know, all good questions. Are you advertising to the right people? Are you properly generating people to come to Navarre who are going to spend money? Because it's one thing to get people to show up, but it's another thing. You know, you get somebody like Andrew McKay to show up and it doesn't benefit you much because, you know, I don't spend any money. But you get other people to show up and they go to Alvin's Island and they, I mean, in Pensacola, you know, they go out to eat and they go to the bar and they go to, they rent a room and they, you know, they spend a lot of money. Those are the people you want, not people like me. And so that's just true. John, confirm?
Oh, I more than confirm it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so, and there'd been a long conversation about whether this contract should continue, what shape that contract should have, whether they're doing the right job of advertising and so forth. And then on Monday, when the meeting before the meeting, the agenda review, what they call the committee meeting, there had been a conversation about that too, and there had been the observation, well, where are they? They're not here. You know, this group that wants $1 million from us again this year, 10 years into this deal, they keep getting money and doing advertising. They want our money. Why aren't they here? Well, kudos where it's due. Ray Eddington stepped up and explained.
Sir, will you step back up, please? I want to apologize to you and your company. I'm the one that made the statement that we would probably would not need you here Monday. It was not the staff, not Mr. Baker or Mr. Lowe. It was me. I thought we had it all under control. I want to take the blame. It's my district. I asked Julie to reach out, tell y'all not to come. That's my fault. I will take the blame. I want to apologize to you and your company. I'm very sorry.
Man, I love it when a person who has nothing to gain from admitting a mistake they made, volunteering. You know, this hadn't been a question. All right, who told him not to come? Raise your hand. It wasn't like that. He just up and volunteered and said, you know what? It was me. I told you not to come. I'm the one who made you look bad by not being here, and I want to apologize to you for that and also disclose to everybody else here that I was the one who did that. I mean, that's pretty good character stuff, right? That's what you look for from people. You look for people who, you know, take the blame, voluntarily take the blame, take less credit than they deserve, take more blame than they, I mean, really, that's the, like, the outstanding. That's pretty rare. But, you know, that's certainly true. You know, the kind of people who are always, you know, clawing and scratching for credit and then clawing and scratching to avoid blame, you know, those are the people you want to run from, especially if they wind up in the news business. You know, I'm just saying, you know.
That is true.
I hope you hear from me frequently. Oh, I got that wrong. Dang it.
Oh, and those are always recorded.
Yeah, no, that's good to keep a record of that. 617 on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Some minor delays as on Davis Highway southbound as you approach Olive Road. Just our normal congestion delay there. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fines.
One last clip on this subject. Rudy Webb with Paradise Advertising was the guy he was talking to, and his response to the apology confession of Ray Eddington.
Understand, completely understand. Again, this is a partnership. We've been working with you all for 10 years. There's a give and take in every relationship, and we want to do what's best for Santa Rosa County. We will follow the county commission's lead.
Yeah, and he seems like a pretty sincere guy, and, you know, I listened to most of what he said and digested it, and fine. But, you know, just, you know, his answer was basically, yeah, okay, sure, sorry. You know, we're here to help, okay? 618 on News Radio, and they did, by the way, wind up approving a slightly reduced version. I think they approved, now I'm thinking about it, whether they, I think what they did is they pushed it to, they're going to have a special meeting, they're going to have a discussion about, like, a workshop about this. But I think they're still holding it at like the $700,000 range is the end result. But none of this is final because it's all budget stuff. 618 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you Need that next vehicle? Frontier Motors is a great place to go looking for it. They've got a wide selection of cars and trucks and vans and SUVs and sports cars and all the kind of stuff you can want. And it's all a year, two, three, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition, cars that have been driven by probably one, maybe two people before you. And they get them from all kinds of places. They get them from, you know, people who bring them in and sell them to them. You can sell a car to them if you've got a good quality car and you want to sell it. They'll buy it from you. They'll consignment sell it for you. Or they go to auctions and buy from people all the time. You know, our car came from an auction in Orlando. We bought a Honda Odyssey from them a few years ago and just got a smoking deal on a car that they couldn't sell in Orlando. They got a very strict, you know, 90 days at the dealership. They tried to sell it pre-owned certified, couldn't sell it. Frontier goes down there, buys it, auction. We get a smoking deal on a pre-owned certified that wasn't even bought from a Honda dealer. Just, that's the kind of car they specialize in, and we have loved it ever since. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At PenAir Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
You're off, man! You're off! You're sucking my will to live! All the humanity!
Purple hat, cheetah print, dancing on the people, rolled up at the after joint, dancing on the people, people dancing on the people. I got people on the people, dancing on the people with the people on the people, smoking CO2. See me, see you dancing on the people.
You know, I was just thinking about the Ray Eddington thing, and you know, John, I think you're right. I think that if there were a commissioner for a week program,
right,
the line would be long.
Oh, it would be.
I think there'd be.
I think I'd be at the forefront.
I think there's a lot of people that are sure they could do a better job, and I will say this with all the love I can muster, especially in Santa Rosa County.
Oh, you have no idea, my friend. You have no idea.
And I think he's right. You couldn't do better. I mean, maybe some could and don't want to run for office, don't want the pay cut, you know, or don't want to deal with the drama, or don't want a campaign, you know, whatever. But I think there's an awful lot of people where, you know, you think you can drive better. Here, take the wheel. All right.
Heck yeah.
You. I can do it.
I'll do it.
All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a hearing today could answer some unsettled questions about alligator Alcatraz. A federal judge in Miami will hear from a group of plaintiffs questioning just who's running the immigrant detention facility. They say there's no clear oversight. Groups like Americans for Immigrant Justice say the inmates don't know which immigration court has jurisdictions over the cases. The lawyers want the plaintiffs to say that clarity is urgently needed there.
You know, I will say this. Those are all fair questions. I mean, if you're in legal detention pending deportation, you have rights. I mean, you have habeas corpus rights, but you also have just the right to know charges, status, who has jurisdiction, how do you file an appeal. They don't get representation, apparently. Because it's not, you're not entitled, you can seek it, of course, but you're not entitled to representation in cases like this. But, you know, when DeSantis was explaining that they're working, you know, there's kind of this temporary judge status that they're working on getting for people to be able to do the administration, oversee whether people get deported or not. Right. Like, that makes perfect sense to have it on location. And again, I'll go ahead and confess what I confessed earlier in the show, which is it hadn't occurred to me that this was a deportation location as opposed to a holding location. But they put it at an airport for a reason. We're going to put them here, we're going to process, and we're going to figure out who needs to go, and then we're going to they're going to leave on a plane. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Israel is starting a tactical pause of military activities in Gaza so aid can get to starving Palestinians. An IDF spokesperson said that military activity will stop from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. every day until further notice.
It's the most normal thing in the world for an aggressor nation to airdrop supplies to the innocent victims within the area that they are aggressing to stop terrorism. It's totally normal. Everybody does that, right?
Everybody.
Nobody does this. No. Israel is airdropping supplies inside the battle zone to the humanitarian recipients on the ground. And the reaction from the critics is that's just a distraction from the ground. Oh my God. I'm not saying Israel does everything right. I'm saying that anything they do right, they get criticized for even that stuff. It's the, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. Anyway.
Right. It's tough to make anybody happy. There's an app apparently designed as a place for women to go and do background checks on men and anonymously share red flag behavior has been hacked, Andrew. Thousands of pictures and images of ID cards have been leaked online. It's called the T app. And it apparently,
that's clever. Go to get the tea, sure.
Yeah, women have to verify who they are with pictures of them with their identification and whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all been hacked now. The images with the ID cards and everything were supposed to be deleted after they signed up, but apparently they weren't. Now that's out on the internet.
So you're saying that the kind of men who would get reported on by women in an app designed to share with each other dangerous men might also be the kind of men that would catch wind of this, be vindictive and tech savvy, and go to dox a bunch of women who do this. You're saying that?
You wouldn't have seen that one coming, huh?
Yeah, no, it's entirely unpredictable.
Yep.
All right, David, thanks for the update. 6:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
All right, still no accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly. Just some minor delays on Davis Highway southbound as you approach Olive Road. But other than that, everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You think the men who are named negatively on that app, do they have any rights?
Recourse? Yeah.
I mean, do they? I'm asking. I don't know the answer. Should they? You know, if you're named adversely on a dating app, or this is not really a dating app, but it's a, you know, a creep sharing, you know, right? Do you have the ability to clear your name, to dispute, respond, to submit favorable reviews by people who like you, or are you just stuck to suffer with the technologically facilitated mass gossip?
I think you're stuck.
I would guess.
I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Can't. You know, it sort of verges on defamation, right? Though if it's false.
Yeah.
Of course, if it's true, tough. You know, but, you know, it just seems like sometimes people say things that aren't 100% accurate about other people that they don't like.
Amen.
Or so I've heard. Sometimes. Negative gossip is not what would we call, print-worthy news.
Okay,
and if you are adversely affecting somebody's potential to get a date, you know, you're affecting their life. And in some cases, they certainly deserve it. And in other cases, well, what do you do? I mean, what's the remedy for that? And I don't know. I mean, if you're a member of this T app, can you... You know, I'm a woman and I, you know, I know him. He's just fine. You know,
I like that voice.
I don't know what voice that is exactly. Hey, look, I sang a baritone. All right. And sometimes falsetto. So anyway, just, you know, it seems like there ought to be some kind of recourse or some kind of, you know, way to fix that problem. And, you know, should you be able to look at your own reviews? I would think at a minimum.
And be able to respond.
But of course, you know, the problem is, okay, let's play this out. If bad dude Greg, let's say. And I'm sorry if there's any Gregs in the audience. A bad dude, Jay. Well, Jay can be a name. I was trying to pick
a
name.
Yeah, I was like,
bad dude W. I don't know. It's awkward. Anyway, bad dude W is entitled to read the reviews. But, you know, you can tell that review 4 was from Nancy. You know, and you can tell
or
that
next.
Review 8 was from Angela, you know. Well, now you've got the problem of there's, you know, exposure to them of the honesty they're trying to share with us. I mean, this is not an easy problem to solve. How do you share information about creepy guys? How do you prevent that information from becoming, you know, fake Me Too type stuff? I mean, I don't think it's easy. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody says if there was an app that did this for red flag women,
you know what?
It'd be shut down as misogynistic. Maybe.
You're right.
But why not? I mean,
why? Right.
Of course, can I say it this way? This is the difference between men and women.
Green flag.
I'm going to get in trouble for this.
I know.
There could be 43 reviews. Oh, she's crazy, bro. Yeah, but she's cute. Come on. You know it's true. You know, that's how men are. I'm not praising us, okay? Somebody says, well, many men have their heart in the right place. Some also have their head firmly up there, you know. I'm sure you can sue if it's false, but nobody does. Interesting. Oh, man. All right. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. The UWF meeting, they talked about tenure. You will not believe the situation with regards to tenure voting. It's amazing.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump welcoming UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer to his golf resort in Scotland today to talk about everything from trade to a ceasefire in Gaza.
Special envoy Steve Witkoff cited Hamas's lack of desire to reach a ceasefire, but Starmer is pushing for a resolution as reports of starvation in Gaza escalate.
Now, the meeting comes after the president worked out a trade deal with the European Union.
It's going to bring us closer together. I think this deal will bring us very close together, actually. Sort of, it's a partnership in a sense.
It involves investments in American energy and sets a 15% tariff on most EU goods with no charge on American exports. Not everybody's happy about it.
France's prime minister calls it a somber day. François Bayrou posting on X that an alliance of free peoples has given in to submission.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got clear skies. It is 81 degrees already this morning here in Pensacola. The real field temp up to about 92 so far. We'll get more with our weather forecast meteorologist Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Two people have been injured after a shooting on Avery Street in Pensacola over the weekend. Officials say that happened on Saturday evening. The suspect was reportedly still in the home when police arrived, which caused some road closures in the area. Investigators say a woman was shot. She's currently in stable condition at a local hospital. SWAT teams were activated. Police did attempt negotiations with the suspect. He was later found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. An investigation is ongoing. Two people have died after a crash between an SUV and a motorcyclist in Okaloosa County Friday. Officials say the SUV was turning left when it was hit by the speeding motorcycle. The rider was identified as a 19-year-old from Fort Walton Beach. The driver and passenger in the SUV identified as being from Texas. Both the motorcycle rider and the front seat passenger, a 50-year-old woman in the SUV, were killed. FHP says two other passengers in the SUV were also taken to the hospital with serious injuries. They have not been identified. Rick Scott trying to lure New Yorkers to Florida. He paid for a plane to fly over parts of New York City over the weekend. That plane was carrying a banner that read, "Hate socialism? Us too. Move to FL." Scott criticized New York City for shunning capitalism and, he says, celebrating radical socialists like mayoral candidate Zohan Mamdani. Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge in Navarre is temporarily pausing intakes of orphaned wildlife. They say they need to focus on taking care of the animals they already have. The refuge says it's due to high demand and limited staffing. They say they will share updates on when intakes will resume and alternative options on their social media pages. Planet Fitness is moving across the street from their existing location on East 9 Mile Road. The new gym will be neighbors with Aldi. It's in leftover space after that old Winn-Dixie conversion into the Aldi earlier this year. Planet Fitness plans to build about a 19,000 square foot gym with new restrooms, showers, and a black card spa. The new gym will open in September. The current Planet Fitness on 9 Mile will likely close the week the new gym opens. That will clear the way, possibly, for Costco, which has been looking at the building they're currently in for a 172,000 square foot store with a gas station between Sam's Seafood and Wells Fargo. A 24-year-old Pensacola man's been charged for a shooting in June of last year. Caleb Sincere Manning, he's now the second person charged in the murder of Terrell Omar Owens on West Gonzalez Street in June of 2024. Police say Owens was shot in a drive-by shooting while sitting on his front porch. 22-year-old Tyree Baldwin was the first person arrested. Manning is now being held without bond in the Escambia County Jail. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on Highway 29 going southbound toward, let's see here, if you're going southbound toward, and computer freezes. Anyway, okay, so I-110, if you're heading southbound I-110, you're going to see some delays there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Those computer lockups always happen at the worst times, don't they? It is 6:35, News Radio 92.3. We've got 83 degrees, sunny skies right now. Real field temp already up to 92 this morning. Our next news is at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were little changed this morning as investors anticipated the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision later this week, as well as a key inflation reading. The 10-year Treasury yield was down by less than one basis point to 4.382%. The 2-year yield was unchanged at 3.917%. Oil prices are sharply higher as the U.S. and European Union trade deal lifts trade optimism. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $65.93 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $69.22 per barrel. President Trump has announced a trade agreement with the European Union that would set tariffs at 15%. Trump added that the EU will also buy $750 billion worth of energy products from the U.S. and invest an additional $600 billion in the U.S. on top of it. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 208, the NASDAQ up 50, the S&P 500 up 25. Once again, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions, like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage with classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies all in their own style. Come out and take a spin on the dance floor at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This week, don't miss the Gulfside Market.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
President shall recommend to the University Board of Trustees on all tenure matters. So what you've got before you is in fact a recommendation from former President Dr. Saunders recommending that this particular faculty member be granted tenure, receive tenure. As I indicated, there's no legal requirement that the Board of Trustees actually approve tenure. A couple of the universities actually have their presidents approve tenure, and it does not go to the Board of Trustees. A couple of the universities do not have tenure at all, so there's no tenured faculty member at those two universities.
All right, this is Susan Wolf. She is the primary attorney for the University of West Florida Board of Trustees, and this is at the meeting on Thursday, the meeting that got most of its attention because of the vote on the out-of-state tuition waiver for undocumented kids. You know, they voted on that. I didn't find that all that interesting, but, you know, fine. Clifford Humphrey to become the chief of staff for Manny Diaz, who's the interim president. That was kind of interesting. I'm not going to get to that today, probably tomorrow. You know, some other stuff that was in that meeting that I thought was actually very interesting. And this is one of those. This doesn't sound like much, and because it's, you know, it's just legal stuff. But when they went through the tenure approval, I think there were 10. I'm on memory now, but I believe it was 10 people, and 9 of them were all no problem, and 1 had gotten flagged as questions, Dr. Christina Hoffman. And the only, if I remember right, the only person who really, I mean, you kind of had Adam Kissel had raised questions about her earlier, but didn't then vote to withhold. Zach Smith was the one who actually voted to hold on her, and there was some conversation about whether she had been supported by her own department in the evaluation process, and there were some questions, okay? Well, now it's come back to the board to, you know, they've had a chance to go back and look at the documents, look at her portfolio, read everything, and so forth. I'm not particularly interested in whether she should or shouldn't get tenure. I think she probably should, but that's not the issue. The issue is the insane position that the Board of Trustees is put in because of the various rules surrounding whether you approve tenure. And just to make sure that I don't exclude anybody from the conversation, tenure is when you get basically, you know, hire for life, okay? No tenure means that it's basically, I mean, you're under a contract for a term. It might be a year, might be 5 years, whatever. But eventually you satisfy enough requirements, you get tenure, and you're guaranteed that job for life unless something bad happens. Now, there's other things now under Florida law. You have tenure review and so forth. But basically that's the distinction, okay? You get married to the job. Okay. So the question of whether you should or shouldn't grant somebody tenure is a pretty big question because, you know, you don't want to make a mistake. Well, you know, there are all these criteria and classification, you know, qualifications they have to go through. Anyway, so Susan Wolf is explaining that in some universities, they don't even have tenure. I'm actually a fan of that system. As somebody who used to teach as an adjunct, I don't think tenure makes sense. I think it should always be based on your performance. There are some places where the president approves tenure, not the Board of Trustees. And at UWF, it's the Board of Trustees. But there are problems surrounding this. And she's going to explain some of these problems. And they have to do with whether you can talk about the individual, the facts and features of their case in a meeting like the Board of Trustees meeting, since there are confidentiality rules around the review process.
Under the Florida statutes, there is confidentiality requirement. Florida statute section 1012.91 concerning personnel files indicates that certain personnel records are confidential and exempt from disclosure under the public records law. And those records that are confidential and exempt include the performance evaluations of faculty members.
So I can't go get a copy of Dr. Huffman's file because it's exempt from public viewing. Anything that's exempt from public view is also something you cannot talk about in an open meeting under the Sunshine Law. They can only talk with each other about things that are, you know, public. They can only talk in a Sunshine meeting. So in the meeting, they're supposed to figure out whether they're going to approve her tenure, but they are not allowed to talk about the things in the file on which they would base their decision of whether to approve her tenure because it's a confidential file.
Additionally, we have under the UWF guidelines for the tenure and promotions a statement that all evaluators shall keep all recommendations and committee deliberations in strict confidence.
So not only do they have to protect the contents of the file, but if they talk to any of the administrators or the other personnel in the department to figure out, hey, what were you thinking? Why did you say no? Which they can do. They can't then say what they've learned because that's also protected. Finally, you might think, well, okay, if this is all protected, maybe they do a shade meeting. Nope, can't do that.
Finally, I know one of the trustees asked about the possibility of a shade meeting. There is no option for a shade meeting here. Under Florida law and under the case law that where the courts have reviewed Section 286.011 concerning Sunshine Law, a board that is required to meet in the sunshine can meet in the shade outside of the sunshine only when it is specifically allowed under Florida law. There is no allowance, no statute that would provide for the board to meet in the shade to discuss a tenure situation or a tenure consideration.
So you can only meet in the shade. Usually the reason you meet in the shade is to discuss legal strategy of an ongoing litigation where the board, for example, needs to talk with its lawyer and with each other about what to do in a legal matter. And you don't want to disclose your strategy to the other side. So they meet in shade, which is they meet in secret, but there's a transcript. And then eventually when the case is resolved, the shade meeting transcripts get published. Well, part of the problem here is that if you're going to keep that stuff confidential, a shade meeting wouldn't really solve that because it's eventually going to get published. But a shade meeting is the right impulse is, okay, well, if we can't talk about this in public, at least can we talk about it amongst ourselves where we all have the same information, but the public isn't watching. Nope, no can do. You can only do shade meetings for very specific things, and that's not one of the allowed things. Now, the legislature could change that rule, but currently they haven't. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Not seeing any delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you are working on employee benefits or you're working on, you know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, or managing HR or, you know, payroll, or just you're tired of that stuff and you've been doing it and you don't know how, maybe there's a better way to do it or a better way to provide your employees, that's why you call Torgerson Consulting. This is what they do. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency. We've been using them here at Cat Country and News Radio for about 4 years since 2021. And I got to tell you from personal experience, they're great. We had another organization before and they were okay. And I didn't realize that it could be this much better. Really, honestly. But it really is this much better. Better plans, better choices, more responsive customer service. Just, they're fantastic. We're really big fans, okay? My wife, who's an industrial engineer and is rarely pleased with insurance people in general, she's like, oh, yeah, thumbs up. They're great, which is a hard recommendation to get. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting. No obligation to have them look over what your company is doing. Find out if they can help you. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. All right, back to the conversation with the UWF Board of Trustees about approving tenure. And again, the issue here to me is not about the particular question of this one teacher and getting tenure. It's about the whole process because they're really put in an impossible situation. They're supposed to vote on granting tenure. They're allowed to look at somebody's portfolio and talk to their, you know, peers and superiors, but then they cannot discuss any of what they've learned with each other in the process of making a deliberation. It's like they have to come in and just say, yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down. That's all they're allowed to do. Well, that is insane. That's a terrible way to run a process. And Susan Wolf is going to kind of sum it all up in one sentence.
So with that, the board cannot meet in the shade. It has to meet in the sunshine. And the board needs to review the recommendation of the president and decide whether to accept that recommendation or not. And the board cannot discuss the performance evaluations of the faculty member because those are confidential and exempt. And then the guidelines that also speak to confidentiality.
So the solutions here, there are many possibilities. Solution number one is that the Board of Trustees shouldn't be asked to vote on this, change the pattern, or change the confidentiality would be another pattern, which, I favor that. I mean, if you're teaching at a public university, I don't know why your evaluations and reviews aren't public anyway. As a teacher, the reviews of me were always public. You know, that's what we do helping our kids pick teachers is we go online and look at the reviews, the ones that are available, you know. And I believe in that transparency system. I believe reviews should be out in the public, especially, again, public employees. Why not? It's a public record. Well, it's not. It's shielded in this case, and it should not be. But it is, okay? So you could also, you know, free them up to talk about it. There's, you know, maybe a shade-esque kind of thing. There's lots of solutions here, none of which are actually currently allowed. So they're just stuck with this pattern. And Zach Smith, though, I have disagreed pretty vehemently with a lot of the things he said. I absolutely agree with him about this.
I will say, you know, I'm a little frustrated with the process that tenure review went through to get us to this point. It certainly seemed like there was a lot of confusion surrounding what information we can consider, what information we cannot consider. In reviewing the applicant's file, it seemed like even she was confused at certain instances about what process she was due.
Yeah, these rules are confusing, not just the procedural ones around how we get to share information or not, but even just the individual facts of how tenure occurs. I am sure that many people understand it very well, and I'm sure that many other people don't understand it very well. That's a problem.
And then I do hope before tenure next year, we can get some resolution to what the board can discuss and cannot discuss, and if there's a way to do that, because it certainly seems to me like we as the Board of Trustees have been put, frankly, in an untenable position. We're being asked to vote on an item, and yet we're being told that we cannot discuss it in either a public meeting or an executive meeting. And that certainly seems like a problematic area for us. And so if we need to make and ask for a legislative fix, I'm okay with that. But I certainly would appreciate getting some more insight and maybe looking at what options are available to us before we're asked to be part of this process again next year.
Yeah, that's an incredibly reasonable thing to request. And if it means we need to go to the legislature and make some changes or ask them to make changes, yeah, very, very appropriate. So, you know, what do I always say? Even somebody that you think gets wrong a lot of things, if they get something right, you credit them with it. And somebody who does things right a lot, they do something wrong, you got to discredit them for it. And in Zach Smith's case, I think I've pretty much said 100% negative things about him. This I thought he was exactly right about. And, you know, it turns out that raising questions produced some insight about this process and the process itself, which needs to be fixed. None of this is UWF's fault, particularly, I don't think. I mean, unless they need to change the negotiations over what things get disclosed. Again, I don't like tenure to begin with because I think people ought to be always accountable for their performance. I also think that any performance reviews, particularly by students, but also if there's a peer evaluation process and, you know, your fellow experts go over your file and then they have an opinion about that, that should be public. There's no reason for that not to be public. You kind of run into the same issues as the app. You know, maybe people are more willing to be forthcoming when they're anonymous ish. Okay. Then again, how do you respond to bad allegations if you don't know that they're being made about you? it's kind of your reputation that you're able to protect or not protect or, you know, get, you know, remedy for. You kind of see a theme on this topic this hour. Rebecca Matthews is the chair, and she held the vote.
All right. Well, I'll ask all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. The motion passes. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. So even Zach Smith, who had raised questions about this one particular teachers in the end, just said, yeah, it's fine. You know, we'll approve it. I've done my further investigation and I'm satisfied, but I would like a better process in the future, which is, I couldn't agree more. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need air conditioning, heating, electrical, plumbing work done on your house, right now it's probably not your heater that you need work done. Right? I mean, let's, you know, let's say air conditioning right now or electrical or plumbing. You know, that kind of stuff can happen anytime. Peden, they can take care of you. They do high quality work, good products, show up on time, do the work they say they're going to do, stand by with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been doing this for 55 years all along the Gulf Coast, you know, from Panama City to Jay to now Mobile in Baldwin County, but all the way east to Tallahassee and, of course, Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, this whole area. Their main office, you know, right here in Pensacola at Ellison Field, or their local office anyway. Right now, during the month of July, we've got $1,000 off a new air conditioning system because now is the time. Also, to make sure you get ahead to August and September when it's going to be like this all the time. Special financing is available. Do read the details because some restrictions apply. Find out more about the deal at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. Traffic on the fives. John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Just some minor delays on Highway 90 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road, scenic highway cutoff. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air this Thursday, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, the next clip, I think you will enjoy it.
Yeah, it's called Attack of the Street Pimps. Check it out.
All those who remember Hollywood Shuffle, you're dying.
Oh, yes.
You can picture them.
Oh, I sure can.
Shuffling at you. For all those who don't know it, I'm sorry. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, a federal judge in Miami will hear arguments today over who's in charge at Alligator Alcatraz. Immigrant advocates say the lack of oversight leaves detainees unsure which immigration court handles their cases. Senator John Cornyn calling for a special counsel to investigate former President Barack Obama and his administration for their handling of supposed Russian interference in the 2016 election. Cornyn says he has not discussed the idea of a special counsel with President Trump, who reportedly says the DOJ could handle the investigation without a special counsel. And kind of an odd story coming off of a Delta Airlines flight recently. The pilot was taken into custody Saturday after landing the plane. The flight from Minneapolis to San Francisco had just arrived when apparently 10 law enforcement officers, including air marshals and Homeland Security, boarded the plane right after landing, before passengers had even gotten off, and made their way to the cockpit and arrested the pilot.
For what?
It doesn't say.
Oh, you can't tell me the story without telling me why.
Wait a second.
Come on.
To be continued.
David.
Dot, dot, dot.
Did you happen to see the video of the people deplaning in Denver?
Yes, that American Airlines flight.
On the way to Miami, but they did not get there. And, you know, the under the plane, there's a fire, and they're jumping down off of on the air cushion or whatever, and they're stumbling away, and they're dropping their kids. I mean, dropping them on the pavement. Anyway. And did you see the other video from inside? Of the tire rolling away as the plane is coming to a stop?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brake fire. So not really, I mean, a big deal, but not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things, but it's not what you prefer to see when you're landing. Listen on.